Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the third week of Easter, and from the United States we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton on Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled Listen, Learn, Believe.
First, a reading of two verses from today's Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 45 and 47. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens and learns from him comes to me. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. And now a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 26 to 35. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route. So he got up and set out. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, that is the queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury, who had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, go and join up with that chariot. Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, do you understand what you are reading? He replied, how can I, unless someone instructs me? So he invited Philip to get in and sit with him. This was the scripture passage he was reading. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter. And as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who will tell of his posterity? For his life is taken from the earth. Then the eunuch said to Philip in reply, I beg you, about whom is the prophet saying this? About himself or about someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture passage, he proclaimed Jesus to him. Listen, learn, believe. Those three verbs kept staying with me as I reflected on today's passage from chapter 6 of John's Gospel. And when I turned to the selection from the Acts of the Apostles, the story of Philip and the Ethiopian court official, that felt like a little enactment of John's words. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Whoever believes has eternal life. The first reading from Acts seems to interpret one aspect, at least, of the second reading from John's Gospel. The Spirit has prompted Philip to join the Ethiopian who is exploring the book of the prophet Isaiah, but does not understand it, for lack of instruction. Philip provides that instruction. What a beautiful story of the power of teaching, of listening to and learning from the scriptures, issuing into believing on the part of the seeker. God's word becoming food for the mind and the spirit. One commentator I read referred to this type of feeding as sapiential. It can happen to anyone. I was reminded of this kind of experience in my own life many years ago. When I was a junior or senior in a public high school, attending religious education classes once a week at our local church, the teacher offered us extra time after the regular class for instruction in how to meditate using the New Testament. Several of us signed up for it. We had no idea of how unusual this was for teenagers to be learning to meditate and to be doing so with the Bible in the Catholic Church in 1943 or 44. This was long before Vatican II and its new focus on using scripture for reading and prayer among Catholics. Previously, this had not generally been much encouraged. Nevertheless, the practice we learned became a daily part of my life then, and the practice became life-changing for me. There might be a value in spending some time during this Easter season recalling instances of having been either the Ethiopian official or the disciple Philip, listening to and learning about God through another, and led thereby to a livelier faith, a deeper belief. No matter the darkness around us, recalling such experiences can help keep fresh in our hearts the bright and joyful Easter Alleluia song. It does risk fading away amidst competing sounds of sadness and desperation. Let our experiences of listening, learning, and believing fuel anew within us an abiding and transformative spirit of hope.